It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, I want to give a big shout out to two winners of Opinions Matter travel mugs. Now, if you were listening to recent episodes of the podcast, you will know we've been giving away our new merchandise, and they are the Opinions Matter coffee mugs. They're travel mugs. Well, you can use tea in them as well. And we've been giving away one every day. So on the podcast that released on Friday, Friday the 16th, we asked a question, and the question was, what colour are the travel mugs? And the answer is predominantly orange. And the winner of that one is Marie Nugent from Duleek in County Meath. Well done, Marie. You've won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. That's on its way in the post to you. And then on the Saturday episode, sorry, what are you saying?
Who's the first winner of it?
Marie in Beaumont.
From
Marie
where?
In Duleek.
And can we just say the coffee cups do not leak? But they don't.
That's your connection to Duleek. Do not leak.
They don't, though. They're very high quality. So
that's one of the worst jokes
can
you've ever...
Can we edit that out?
No, I can't edit things out of the podcast. Anyway, Marie Nugent in Duleek, you've won yourself a travel mug that do not leak.
No, you ask me, do the coffee cups leak?
Do the coffee cups leak?
Do not leak.
Okay. And we also asked on our Saturday episode of Opinions Matter why you like it. Here, have a listen to this, yeah?
Yeah.
I love the weekend edition of Opinions Matter podcast because it's like being at an after party, drunk in someone's kitchen, listening to your friends talk absolute shite.
Oh, I've been there, yeah.
That's a good summary of the podcast.
That should have been the name of it. It's a good name for a title, big long for a title, though.
Opinions Matter weekend edition because it's like being at an after party, drunk in someone's kitchen, listening to your friends talk absolute shite.
Thank you.
That's what we do every Saturday. Mark Nixon in Beaumont. Mark, congratulations to you. You have won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug as well. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep following us on social media. You'll find us on Instagram, Opinions Matter Podcast. You'll find us on Facebook, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. The next few travel mugs will be given away on our social media channels. So follow us on Instagram or on Facebook, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, for your next chances to win. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We've been contacted by a listener by the name of Cormac. And Cormac has gotten on to us about, an issue, or is it an issue? Have a listen to this. I think this would make a great discussion because I know many of your listeners are separated. I come from a broken home myself, with parents having split when I was 10 and dad moved to another country. I was traumatised over
county,
this.
It says.
Oh, sorry, it does say county. Sorry,
a bit my of apologies. A difference.
It is a bit of a difference. Okay, my daddy moved to a different county. I was traumatised by it, so I swore I'd never put my kids through it. Anyway, myself and my ex broke up 2 years ago. We just fell out of love. No cheating, no abuse. And even though we're broken up 2 years now, we still live together and holiday together and haven't told our kids that we're separated because they are under 10, they're aged 6 and 7. We are waiting until they are old enough. This is the right way to do things, says Cormac. Even now, our new partners accept this situation. It's all about stability for the kids. We will tell them when they're teenagers and can cope better. At the moment, we don't want our kids sharing two homes and two holidays. My point is, all parents should do this. Put your children first. Stop thinking about yourselves. You should cover this. And that's from a guy called Cormac. Cormac, thanks very much indeed for your message. That is the most fucked up situation I've ever heard.
Okay.
I think that's very screwed up.
By the way, God honest truth, we don't know each other's opinions on this
before. Yeah, but you're about to find out mine. I think that's very, very, very screwed up. You're either separated and your relationship is over and your marriage has come to an end, or you're not.
I think it's commendable.
You can't do. You can't have both. And what I find even more strange is that these two people supposedly have moved on with their lives and they're in new relationships. How in God's name can you have a normal new relationship when you're living with your ex-wife or your ex-husband?
You can if there's nothing between you. And
sure, who would ever know that?
Okay, the fact of the matter is, when relationships break down, when marriages break down, mm-hmm. yeah?
And it happens.
Most, and I think a lot of couples give in too easy. I think you should put your kids first and you should stay together. As long as it's not an abusive relationship, I think you should make the effort, especially if they're very young. You don't want to traumatize your kids. So you should try your best to stay together. Now, obviously, if he's beating you up or you're beating him up, whatever the case may be, then that's fair enough. But I think you should stay together until your kids are old enough. To be able to now,
sorry, when you say stay together, yeah. You mean live a lie, because that's literally what they're doing. They're literally living a lie, and they're taking the piss out of their children because they're not telling their children the truth. Cormac said in the message, they are
protecting their children, and they're actually being good parents.
No, they're doing the exact opposite. They are blatantly lying to their children, and he says in the message, "We'll tell them when they're teenagers." You imagine telling teenagers, by the way, myself and your mum have been separated for 10 years.
But no, you wouldn't go
I
back.
Already have a new girlfriend. Her name is Mary and she lives down the road and I secretly go and spend time with her. Your mother has a boyfriend and his name is Barry and she meets him secretly. What a load of rubbish.
No, I think it's commendable what they're
commendable.
Doing. Yeah, it is
to
commendable.
To blatantly lie to your children. By the way, children are very adaptable. Children are well able to adapt to new situations.
No, I don't think so. And again, in a situation where a couple that have kids together break up, yeah, mm-hmm. generally one of the parents does not end up living, like say if myself and my missus split up tomorrow,
yeah,
we wouldn't end up living in the same estate.
No, probably
we'd
not.
We'd have to get properties miles away from each other.
Yeah.
So you really end up with a father and mother living living miles apart.
What's the point you're making?
And it's just not an idea. It's not putting your kids first. So if you...
And secretly having relationships. Just listen to me for a second. Both of them apparently are in new relationships. Yeah,
I think that's called being an adult. They're actually mature about this.
Well, they're not being mature. They're being childish. They're literally skulking around the place having their relationship without their kids knowing.
No.
That's even worse again.
That's not what it is. What is it? You're not listening to me. They're putting their children first and
lying to them about their new relationships.
And waiting until the children are more... I suppose mature.
By the way, me and your mum have been split up for 10 years.
Sorry, by the way,
they'll be even more angry with you for not telling them the truth.
For those of you who think that these things don't happen a lot, myself and Adrian have two friends that are in this situation. Mm-hmm. Now, one of them is quite different because they can't afford to sell the house and they are still living together under the roof. So they're doing it for different reasons. But this is happening a lot more than you think. But I think they are to be commended because they are putting the kids first. Kids can be traumatized by parents breaking up. Whatever about the breaking up, yeah? Kids can be traumatized when mammy or daddy, but it's always daddy, gets fucked out, even if it's not his fault. Kids get traumatized when they hear, I know my kids tomorrow, if we broke up and I told them I'm moving to Westmeath, they would be, where's that daddy? That's about 2 hours drive away. They would be traumatized. So while kids are in primary school...
I'll just... summarize this by saying, why did Cormac and his ex split up? Because they don't love each other anymore, the relationship broke down, whatever the case may be, yeah? Why don't they just get back together again? Like, they're literally...
No, because they fell out of love, that's why.
You're talking about putting the kids first, but they shouldn't have fallen out of love. They're still together, for God's sake.
No, you can fall out of love.
And now they're off screwing other people behind the kids' backs, both leading these double lives, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're in new relationships, they're leading double lives, and their kids know nothing. I genuinely think that's even worse. to be living a lie like that and not letting your kids know about it. Kids are well able to adapt.
You're the same person that said that you shouldn't tell your kids if the marriage broke down because of an affair.
Yeah, no, I do believe that.
So hang on. You either agree with lying to your kids or not lying to your kids.
No, you can tell your kids we broke up because we don't love each other anymore.
That's all they need to know. Okay, so you said a second ago, because you're after putting your hand out to be slapped here now.
No, I haven't.
You said a second ago, you literally said you should not lie to your kids.
Yep.
Didn't you say that?
Yep.
You should be honest with your kids. Now, if in a situation where there was an affair or cheating.
Yeah, I don't believe it's any of the kids' business.
But if the kids asked,
yeah, we don't love each other anymore.
No. Oh, so you do agree with lying?
Yeah, it's a white lie. It's a difference. As opposed to a blatant lie about your entire life. That's more than a white lie. Your relationship, the bedrock of your family, of your household has broken down and you don't tell your kids the truth. I think that's awful.
They are literally putting their children first and making sure that their children
just stay together. And by the way, I think it's also dreadful on the new people with whom mammy and daddy are in relationships.
They got into it, to string them along like that.
It's pathetic. Our number is, oh, you can't have your cake and eat it, is really what I'm
trying
to say.
But they're not having their cake and eat it.
They are.
They're not. They're being good parents.
No.
I think a lot more parents should do that rather than as soon as you have a row with baby daddy or baby mammy that you walk out them and stuff like that. Actually make an effort to stay together because it's not good for kids to be from broken homes. It's not.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Glenn has been in touch with us.
How's it going, lads and Katie? Look, if it works for them, the kids are happy, everyone's healthy. So imagine, you know, there's no underlying issue of future partners and whatever. Yeah, fuck them. Like, honestly, people are so fucking miserable these days. You rather see people be miserable like them than be happy. The only thing that's a problem with it is if one of them fell in love with someone else, how do you address that with the children without looking like an affair? You know what I mean? Because are you really going to wait for 15 years, 14 years, or teenage years to tell them? But for right now, I think it's fair. If it works out, it's fair, but be honest as well to each other. Are you really over, or are you just going through a rough patch?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, the messages are flying in already about whether or not couples should live together after they split up for the sake of their children. Even though mammy and daddy have gone off and started new relationships, the kids know no difference. The kids still think mammy and daddy are still together. They go on holidays together. They haven't really broken up, except that they're in new relationships. Very messed up situation. Robbie.
If they can do that, if they're both amicable enough together that they can do that, fair play to them. Unfortunately, it's not feasible from most couples.
Danielle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good, just on a lunch break.
And what did you want to say on this? Is it normal or should it be encouraged for couples to stay together, live together, even though they're broken up just for their children?
I think it's important to do what works. If two people are fighting constantly, then separating out of the home might be the better option. But if they can work together and it's financially better, I mean, look at the climate we're in. Who can afford to have an apartment and a home and kids and everything else? So the tooth fairy comes to mind. You know, we say things and do things sometimes for our kids that isn't exactly the honest truth, but it makes them happy and it's safer. You know, it's actually better for the kids to grow up with two parents there if that household is not, you know, violent or abusive. Well, then fair enough. I think do what works for you and your kids. And I think it's really refreshing to see a couple break up and it not be the end of the world and a big catastrophe. It's two grown-up adults putting their kids before their own needs. I think that's amazing.
But I would have to argue with you, in this situation, they're not really putting their kids before their own needs because they're actually not because they're getting their own needs satisfied elsewhere with these relationships outside their house. I mean, think about it.
Nobody's business, though. No, they're not lying. They're not having an affair. They are ending a marriage. They're both on the same page of that book. And they're both having the option to be happy elsewhere. It's not like it's a woman at home thinking her husband's been faithful and she's trying 100% and he's given 40 and all the rest of it. Like, no, they're both well equipped and they both understand that this is over. they are able to be happy elsewhere and keep that separate from their children, which a lot of people could take a leaf out of their
book. Okay, could you be in a relationship with somebody who is still living at home with their husband or wife and their children as well?
Yeah, because if that was the situation, I'd be doing the same thing. If I was to separate now, I wouldn't want another man coming in and around my children trying to be a daddy to them and get in on this father figure thing. I would want to go out for dates. I'd want to have my time. And then I would go home and do my domestic stuff single-handedly. Like, I wouldn't want to be a blended family and have all their problems become my own. I think if you're a mother...
Okay, so but in this situation, Cormac and his ex-wife, well, which he says is a fact, are literally living a lie. They're lying every single day to their children.
But they're not. They're not lying.
No. But they are.
Is it a happy home? Are the children going to bed content? Exactly. Are they worried about their parents' mistakes or other things outside of the home?
Okay, no. Well then why not just stay together then? Why not just stay together?
Because they fell out of love.
Just be mates.
They're not attracted anymore.
You're missing the point that I'm making, that this mammy and daddy, one of the more difficult things for kids to deal with when mammy and daddy break up is mammy and daddy getting into new relationships, okay? That has to be fairly difficult on children. In this case, mammy and daddy are literally barefaced lying to their children every day about the new relationships that they're in.
You said they should barefaced lie if there's an affair involved.
No, I said a white lie.
That's a bloody big lie.
It's not.
That's a huge lie.
That's none of their business. In the case of a new relationship, it actually is the kid's business.
But hang on, Adrian, here you have a situation, as Danielle says, it's a situation that seems to be working for everybody. Cormac's happy, his ex is happy. The kids, most importantly, are happy that daddy isn't living in Ballygo backwards. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you were very lucky, Adrian, when your marriage broke. You were able to live quite nearby.
Yeah, no, I know that.
When your first marriage broke down, yeah? Had you had to move to Offaly, for argument's sake, yeah? Because you couldn't afford a property anywhere else, yeah? You watched See the World Be Rose into Glasses. Not every father in a breakup is able to live within...
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Had you moved...
It would have been much more difficult.
It would have been much more difficult. And that's the way it is now. That is the way it is now. That if a family break up, yeah, by and large, the mother stays in the family home with those kids beside the school, and the father ends up living in Ballygo backwards in a bedsit, yeah?
And a lot of men have a problem with that. And here we have a woman and a man that are actually doing it a way that works for them.
But again Danielle, I'm arguing that why not just stay together?
Because you can't if you don't want to. Why not stay together? Because they probably don't want each other anymore.
Okay, they are staying together other than sharing a bed together or whatever this would be. We don't know that they're not sharing a bed together. Maybe they don't. They only have a two bed house and they have to. I don't know.
But they're French about it. Who knows? But all I know is the kids are happy. They're getting their needs met elsewhere.
Yeah.
Happy days. What's the issue?
Happy days. Okay, stay there for 1 second. Stay there for a second. Let me bring in Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Well, Jess, what do you make of this setup? Is it normal and should more people do it the same thing?
It doesn't seem normal to me.
No, nor me.
I mean, you can play happy families all you want, paint over the cracks all you want, but kids are smart and you give them credit for it. They'll realise something's up.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And then what do you do if the kids see mummy or daddy with their new partner? What do you do then?
No, because in fact, one of the two friends that myself and Adrian know about where this is going on, the kids are completely oblivious, aren't they? They have no idea what's going on.
In this case, the kids are young. They're 6 and 7, okay?
But ignorance isn't always bliss.
In another couple of years, what is to say one of the kids doesn't hear from their friend, oh, I saw your daddy down the town and he was holding hands with a different lady.
Sure, people are able to have affairs without anybody finding out, so it's the exact same thing.
Oh, right, so their new relationship may as well be an affair.
No, I'm not saying that.
How normal is that?
But it's not normal for mammy and daddy to live in two different counties. That's not normal.
Not normal?
No, that's not normal for mammy and daddy to live two
Says
counties
apart.
Well, it's not
just normal. The amount of couples that aren't together,
well, no,
they live in different places.
No, traditionally, mammy and daddy are under the same roof. Yeah.
Define tradition.
Well, that is tradition.
Jess, do you think that this is wrong for these parents? And they are, I don't care what way you want to put this, Jeremy. If they weren't in new relationships, I'd say, okay, we'll go with this. But In the message, Cormac said, stop thinking about yourself, put your children first.
Yeah.
Cormac, I'm arguing with you that actually you are thinking about yourself, and so is your ex-wife, thinking about yourself because you have these new secret relationships. What do you make of that, Jess?
If he has a new relationship, then why not just move in with the new partner when the time comes? Like, why does he have to think, yeah, if we play happy families, everything's going to be all right? Because the cracks will show, and you can play happy families all you want, but eventually the axe crumbles in.
And Danielle, that is the truth, that this web of lies, that a relationship is over, that there's other people involved in their lives, this web of lies will eventually crumble around them. And I would love to know. Maybe Cormac, you can let us know.
You can answer the question, Danielle, but I have an answer as well. That's actually bullshit as well, because if you look, before divorce came into Ireland, there was tens of thousands of Irish couples living hating each other and kids.
Yeah,
yep. Out
No, I'm not arguing that point. I would also love to know what the rest of their families know about their arrangement. So does Granny and Grandad know that,
who needs to know? But does Granny and Grandad know when there's an affair? No, you keep the shit to yourself.
But then this is a seedy relationship.
No, it's not. Oh, Danielle, how do you... I'm shocked. I'm literally...
Okay, so I'm just going to chime in here, right? If you're not involved, like, you're married to who you're married to and you're in a relationship with a person, okay? You're not in it for their family and their granny and the babysitter's dog walker. None of that matters. What matters is your happiness and your children's safety and happiness.
But it's extended family, so it does matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, who cares?
It does.
It doesn't matter. That matters to you. That would not matter to the majority of people. If you're going to live your life based on what you want your family think of you, that's a sad life. That's a sad life. You live for yourself.
That's a sad life, lying to your kids, playing happy families. Trying to paint
they're
over
not
the
playing
crap.
Happy families.
But sorry, Danielle, you literally are playing happy families.
Happy family. Well, how do you know it's not a happy family? They're not together. The kids are young
because they're thinking ignorance is bliss. But guess what? The crime is going to show. The lies are going to show. And then what's going to happen? It's going to blow up in their face. And you know what? They don't deserve it.
Right. Calm down. Let me ask you a question. Do you put Christmas presents underneath your Christmas tree and say someone in red came and put them there?
Do I put? Do I put Christmas presents under the tree?
Yeah.
No, hang on.
Yeah,
I didn't hear the rest of your question.
Do you have kids? Yeah.
No, I don't. And let me guess. You're going to start saying, "Oh, well, you don't have kids, so your opinion doesn't matter." Go on, say it, Danielle.
No, I'm asking the question of people put Christmas presents under a tree every year. Say
so. You're going to try and compare Santa to this. Okay, now you're just playing silly buggers.
You're lying to your kids every year, saying that someone put them there, there's magic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but we've been over this. Yeah, we've been over this before. Santa is a lie of magic.
Okay.
Kids don't get traumatized at 10 or 11 finding out Santa's not real.
How do you know? You can't say kids don't get traumatized.
How do I know? Because I come from a broken home. I know what it's like. So I know damn well what I'm talking about.
But this isn't a broken home. They're actually
It may as well be.
Why? Because it's not
but
what you would do.
But the law playing happy families.
Can I ask you, Danielle, can I ask you, what reaction, because Cormac said he will tell the kids, or they will tell the kids when they're teenagers, okay?
Yeah.
What reaction do you think there would be from teenage kids to be told, by the way...
You're going to do more damage.
Yeah, Mammy and Daddy have been separated for years. We both have new boyfriends and girlfriends, but we just didn't tell you. What sort of anger do you think there would be from those teenagers?
First of all, let's just look at it. You don't know that that's what they're going to say. Second of all, why would they say this has been a lie for years? What they might say, and what anyone with half a brain would, is that we have come to the conclusion this doesn't work anymore, but we're great friends and we're very happy and we're still going to be here for you. And that's all a teenager or any child needs to know. If they were freshly broken up, if they were fresh, just you had your time, honey, you be quiet now. If a teenager comes along their dad and mom just breaks up, they're going to be upset. It doesn't matter how long
they're going to be upset either way. They're going to be upset either way.
And the point that I was making earlier on, Danielle, is kids are very adaptable. Kids learn to, they mightn't be happy, they mightn't love the situation that mommy and daddy are broken up, but they're well able to adapt.
She said, "I can't hear with the Jack Russell in the background. Can you put a lead on her?" She's talking about
Georgia. Well, how about you put a muzzle on your Doberman? How about that? Yeah, I know what it's like to come from a family I called you a Doberman and put a muzzle on. Because okay. I know exactly what I'm talking about. If you grew up in a grey home and your parents didn't split, well, enough for you. But I know damn okay. well what I'm talking about. They're going to do more damage to those kids than the teenagers. Why not just tell them now?
Because you see, Danielle, I don't understand. And by the way, I would argue with you that younger kids, these kids are 6 and 7, younger kids can probably adapt even quicker and even better.
You, easy for you to say.
Why?
Easy for you to say.
What do you mean easy for you to say?
They will adapt quicker.
I am telling you now.
I can tell you they will adapt quicker.
My son
would
be devastated to know that their dad wouldn't put them to bed every night and read them a story.
Exactly.
They would.
Sorry, which one?
Why would I rob him of that if it works for my kids?
Say, hang on, which one of you is the Doberman and which is the Jack Russell? I'm getting mixed up.
She's the Jack Russell.
Oh, so Jess is the Jack Russell. Yeah, Jess, you're obviously from a situation where your parents are broken up, as was I. But the thing is, a lot of kids are...
And what did I do? Did it upset me? Yes. But what did I do? I adapt. I got used to the situation.
Yeah, but you're very...
You're very angry. I'm just glad they didn't like me for years.
To be fair, like, I don't think that's...
No, I'm aggressive because of you. I'm aggressive because of you, basically dismissing. Because it happened to you, that doesn't mean shit.
You're dismissing it. So that's very reassuring. So you're content other than that. Okay, grand. Job done.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think they're doing a great job with their kids. They're there for their kids and they're protecting them and they're not willing to let a relationship interfere with their whole family's dynamics. I think that's amazing. More people should follow that road. And realistically, I'm sick and tired of seeing men and women all over the place. They get into a relationship, 5 minutes later, kids are introduced to the new partner. That's a shit show. And that's dangerous, by the way.
By the way, Danielle, it's even more of a shit show if you're... Okay, so imagine Mammy is in another relationship, which is what Cormac has said, Mammy's in another relationship, and that relationship goes from strength to strength, and she's mad about this new fella. How in God's name do you progress that relationship and then eventually tell your kids, oh, by the way, I've been with my new fella for years. Years I've been with him.
But you don't have to tell your children that. Like, your kids don't have to know everything about you. They only need to know that you're there for them as their mother. They don't need to know your sex life, your relationship, or even anything going on outside of that. You can have a relationship with your kids and have a sex life outside of that and have them completely separate from each other. And that's safer, better all around, to be honest. And if they are happy and they want to progress, I'm sure if Mr. Right is Mr. Right, he'll wait till the time is right. And if not, jog on, because the family dynamics come first. And it's as simple as that.
Well, now, I have to say, I've given a gold medal to anybody who could stay in a relationship like that.
Here's the thing. If me and him were to break up tomorrow, I wouldn't want to be getting involved with someone and having them in my family life. Like, I would like, listen, now, if that's...
No, obviously not, you know? not immediately, but over time.
As soon as you do that, the romance starts to, you know, deflate a little bit. I've seen it with my friends. You know, they're going on holidays, weekend breaks, out for meals, out for dates. Then as they move in, it becomes domesticated, boring, crap. They fight, they argue. Why would you bother?
I know. If every parent was to sit down with their kids now and say, would you prefer? So, mommy and daddy are not getting on. They don't love each other anymore. Would you prefer if daddy moved to Offaly and you see him once every week? Or would you prefer that we stay together under the same roof and try and get on as a family and still do things together and maybe sit down and have dinner together? And daddy may not be there some evenings. Like, there's some evenings I'm not at home because I'm in work. So,
But what if your kids find out? The reason you're not at home some evenings is you're off riding your girlfriend.
But I'm saying that hypothetically, the kids will always say, I want mommy and daddy under the same roof.
Obviously.
Yes, that's what we're saying.
But we don't live in an ideal world. Kids aren't brought up in an ideal world.
Some are.
Shit happens in life.
I think shit happens, but it doesn't have to mean that the kids suffer because of that shit happening.
Okay.
To be fair, kids pay a price far too much.
Danielle, you may be a Doberman, but you're speaking my kind of language.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in more opinions on this. Darren has been on to us.
Whoever the clowns are who's in our new relationship with these people and are coming second best, they're idiots. They're a doormat. There's not a hope I get into that situation.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, just going back to Darren's message, I have to say I agree with every word he said. He said the people who are in relationships with Cormac and his ex-wife are absolute doormats. Who in their right mind would put up with a relationship like that? Why would you accept that sort of an arrangement? Seriously, why would you?
Okay.
Unless you're an absolute doormat.
Okay, people who have affairs...
This isn't an affair, allegedly.
But it's the exact same thing.
Oh, no, it's the exact same thing. There you go. All lies and deceit.
No, but listen, you're saying who would put up with that? And I'm saying mistresses put up with that. If I started having an affair tomorrow...
But this isn't a mistress... This isn't a mistress scenario. Because supposedly, this man...
You're just...
Cormac's girlfriend, as far as Cormac's girlfriend is concerned, he's broken up with his wife.
If I started having an affair tomorrow,
yeah,
which is a weird day to kick off an affair, but...
Like, what's wrong with a Tuesday as opposed to a Wednesday or a Friday?
If I started having an affair tomorrow, and I don't know how long affairs last. Some will last for a week, some last for 10 years or whatever. If I start having an affair tomorrow with a woman, and that lasted for a year, how is that any different? She is putting up with me going home to my
because you're
wife.
Telling her that in you're fact, you're telling her that you're in married. Fact, in this case, he's saying I'm not married.
You can actually live under
you're talking
no,
over
no,
rubbish.
You can live under the same roof as something without anything happening. Sure, you have people house sharing all the time that it can't that. Did you just assume...
But this is a couple that have history, that walked up the aisle together, that married each other in front of all their family and friends and had kids. Slightly different to a roommate in the room
you
next door.
You just said, and Darren just said, and he tripped himself up to there, what kind of doormat would be with someone who's living with someone in another house?
He's dead right. What sort of a doormat would?
Because mistresses, and what's the male version of a mistress?
But this isn't an affair.
It's the exact
Cormac
same thing.
Cormac is in a relationship with his girlfriend.
People do it every day of the week.
No, you're talking absolutely.
No, people do it every
Darren,
day.
You're dead right. No, doormats.
Listen
doormats.
To me for a second. People do it every day of the week where they give their bit on the side a kiss, knowing that bit on the side is going back to the same bed as the husband or wife. How are they able to do it? This is actually different. Oh, you're annoying me now.
No, you're annoying me.
I'm going to hit you with something.
Because Cormac's girlfriend is going out with somebody who is separated from his wife. Yeah? Not an affair. This is a legit relationship, but one that'll go absolutely nowhere because Cormac is treating that lady as a doormat.
It's actually none of your business.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Adrian, he's annoying you. You're annoying him. Yeah, both fucking annoying me.
Okay, why?
Number one, it's not like an affair, Jeremy, because both partners know they have significant others outside the household. Adrian, it's not a lie because the kids are under the assumption mommy and daddy are happy together. So, therefore, there is no lie.
No, but there is, because Mammy and Daddy aren't happy together.
No, but the kids probably think they are. Now, is Jess on the phone?
No.
All right, I was going to ask Jess, right? She's writing her own perspective into this, which I can appreciate. She has first-hand experience. But at the end of the day, her parents possibly could hate each other living together. It sounds like this couple don't hate each other living together. So they could be portraying the happy family, but yet going after their significant others, and later in life they'll probably tell the kids, listen, we're going to get a divorce, we're not getting on together, the relationship is fizzled. They're not going to turn around and say, well, listen, when you were six we were off other people and then we were coming home here to pretend to you lot. They're not going to do that to the children. So no matter what way you spin it, boys, this is the best way to handle raising your children, to keep their mental health and their stability in the home, you know what I mean?
That is to suggest that no children survive a marriage breakdown. They do. They survive very well.
I've actually known a few people that have come from broken homes, but at the end of the day, if your parents could, like, let's put you in this situation, Adrian. If your parents separated, right, but you didn't know they were separated until you were about 15, 16, and then they turned around and said, well, listen, the relationship has suffered. But in those previous 15 years, all you saw was them being polite, cordial, happy, even maybe giving the odd hug to each other, but you never knew anything about the relationship actually breaking down when you were six. Would you be affected in any way if you never knew about it?
If you never knew about it, no, probably not.
Well, there you go.
So sorry, what are you arguing here, Trevor? That if you have children...
That Cormac is doing it exactly right.
Cormac is doing it exactly right. He's still in the same... He's still in the same house with his ex-wife, with their children, and him and the ex-wife are off writing away in new relationships, which are more or less like a affairs because nobody knows. It's all cloak and dagger and secret.
No, you think that's perfectly normal? No, the only ones, the only ones that don't know are the kids.
I would imagine that family don't know. Mammies and daddies, grannies and granddads
What's that got to do with their household?
Because it's a whole lot.
My brothers, hang on, Adrian, hold on. My brothers and sisters don't know anything about what goes on inside my house.
So, Mammy and Daddy, let me just make sure I have this right. Mammy and Daddy should stay together in the house with young children and live a lie, yeah?
As long as they can portray a happy home.
Okay, so that's literally the definition of living a lie. Okay, so live that lie for your kids.
Are you saying
here, you don't break up because you love somebody. Okay? Relationships don't fall apart because you're too in love with them.
No, they don't.
No, okay?
Yeah, yeah. No, relationships break apart because you fall out of love. Correct. Yeah, we're not denying that. Correct. But at the end of the day, Adrian, if you're thinking about keeping stability in your child's lives until they're mid-teens where they can handle it, then it's a lot better, isn't it?
Because
when you come from a broken home, you end up an angry, bitter, lonely little woman like Jess.
Sorry,
I shouldn't have said that out loud. That was an email.
You're talking about even in a cheating situation that if... And we always say that the husband cheats. A lot of times it's the wife. That even if she cheats, that they should still stay together. Just until the kids
are... Well, let's be honest, boys. It's a lot easier for a woman to cheat because they control sex in this world. But at the end of the day, if cheating is even in it, if you can portray happiness and everything to keep the stability to a child's life, that's all you should be staying together. At least until they're old enough to comprehend that maybe that mommy and daddy are falling out of love. You don't have to tell them I cheated.
I know, no, you shouldn't. I know there's, well, maybe you should. I know there's people listening to this right now. Because the reason I know is we put a post up on Facebook over the weekend saying, what's the one thing that your ex gave you to this day? And most people replied saying heartache and cheating and all that. So there's a lot of people listening to this podcast.
Just mind getting any kids.
Yeah. There's a lot of people listening to this podcast who've been cheated on. And what you're saying to them is, even though your partner cheated on you, you should still stay under the same roof until the kids are old enough.
Yeah, because it's not about you. At the end of the day, boys, we all know once your child is born into this world and you're there to see that your life goes on hold
Okay, you've just said that. That's fine. Stay together for the sake of your kids. You've fallen out of love with each other, but stay together until the kids are older, okay? Why the need then, and this is, I want you to think about this for a second, why the need to go off involving other people in your fucked up scenario?
Your life must go on.
But your life isn't going on.
Well, Adrian, I'll give you a very simplistic answer to that. We are not lonely creatures. We like comfort. We like affection. We like being around other people. That's why we associate with other people. When you're talking about physical, sexual, intimate relationship, we all need that. And if you're not getting that with the person at the time, then you will find it somewhere else.
What about the poor doormats that you're walking all over and treating like absolute shite and having affair-type relationships with? That's disgraceful to treat people like that.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with you. Affair types, but you're not talking about affairs in this context, in this topic that you brought up today. Because both partners, Carmack said it, both partners know. So there is no affair. There is no absolutely... Everybody knows about everybody else, so what's the problem? It's like fucking triples out there. People are in triple relationships. Everyone knows.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. Ross, how are you?
Thank you, Ari.
Good, Ross. What did you want to say on this? Is this a normal setup in your opinion?
No. Well, actually, here, what is normal these days? But I have a couple of questions that I want to ask.
Okay, off you go.
Do they still sleep in the same bed?
I don't actually know the answer to that. I'm assuming that they're not, but I don't know the answer to that.
But if they're keeping everything together for the kids, would they not be going into the same room at night then so the kids don't see them going into different rooms?
Not necessarily. I mean, usually around two nights out of the week, I wouldn't sleep in the family bed either because if I come home too late, she doesn't want me to wake her up.
Yeah, that's a different story. You don't want to go in and wake her up, but if the two of them are there at night time playing happy families like they are...
You can easily get around that. Daddy's snoring is too bad, so Daddy is sleeping in the spare room.
Make more lies. Lie upon lie. Lies and lies.
Another question then as well. So, actually, as we're talking about the families not knowing, or do they know? I'd probably guess that everyone who's an adult would know. Because if they're going out and they do have new partners, they're going to be out in public, people are going to see them. So I'd say the families, like grandparents, brothers, sisters, whatever, I'd say they probably do know.
Okay. But again, isn't that really, really, really weird that they have this,
doormats, and they are with doormats because the doormats are sitting there watching them go home, and they're actually thinking, like, would they not be thinking what I'm thinking? Are they sitting in the same bed? Like, do you know what I mean? Why would you be with someone who's going home to somebody else? And I know people cheat and they have affairs and all that, but like, what, like, why be with someone if you're going to cheat on them?
I don't get that. And Trevor, I was saying a minute ago, I think the people in the relationships with Cormac and his ex-wife are being treated like doormats. They may not be doormats, but they're being treated like doormats, and I think that's horrible.
Adrian, also, right, so if they're not going to tell the kids now, they're going to tell the kids later in life when the kids are a little bit older, they will understand, but the kids are going to resent them for that. Why didn't they just be honest with them back then?
I totally agree, and I did say this earlier on.
6 or 7 years until we were old enough. Why didn't you just break up back then so you could have went off and been happy instead of playing a fake happy family?
I mean, Trevor, listen to what he's saying makes perfect sense. You there, Trevor? No, he's not there. Sorry, Ross. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it is disgraceful.
They will resent them in time.
I agree. It's disgraceful to be lying to kids like that. And it is lying. And I don't care what way you want to paint it. And I think when they become teenagers and you decide to tell them I think the lie becomes so self-fulfilling that it's going to be so difficult to ever tell the kids the truth.
Yeah. But what happens if they're playing happy families, they're staying together in the same house for the kids? What happens if their outside relationships want to progress and can't? What happens then? Do they just break off that relationship because they're trying to stay happy for the kids? I get the whole fact that, I don't have kids. I wish I did, but I don't. So if you want to do everything for your kids and see them happy, like, you're gonna then end that relationship just to stay back there. So you're not progressing with anything. Like, what's the point in going with someone then if you're not gonna follow up with it?
And again, Trevor, I have you back on the line there. I just don't see what sort of a relationship these other relationships are. I think it's very unfair on the people that you're in the relationships with, because they can never have a normal relationship with you.
But Adrian, you don't seem to have read your own bloody topic. They said both partners know at that the home life, right?
Hang on.
And as Ross just said, when the kids represent them, the kids don't need to know this is a prolonged thing. They can wait till they're 18 and go, in the last year, mummy and daddy have fallen out of love. The kids won't hate them then. It's just they'll see it as the progression of a relationship. And again, if, as Ross said, if the outside relationships want to progress, but you're not willing to do that while you're with your ex-wife, then yes, you end the relationship and you hope you can get another one when that relationship does end. It's all about the fucking kids. We all know our lives don't hold until our kids are 20. I have 5 of them myself. I know my whole life revolves around them until they're old enough to look after themselves, stand on 2 feet and look after themselves. That's it. End of story.
Okay, but then...
Get with someone known it's not going to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. In his message, Cormac said, stop thinking about yourselves. I think I think the mere fact that him and his ex-wife are in new relationships that are never going to go anywhere... Because it's the ultimate in selfishness.
Well, Adrian, you're saying they're not going to go anywhere. Cormac himself has said they're waiting until the kids are old enough to end the marriage. So therefore, when that marriage ends, they will progress. And the partners obviously don't see a problem waiting around until that happens. Because at the end of the day, they're obviously thinking maybe they want to be good parents. And you know what? I praise them, and I fucking praise them for that, and his wife.
Okay, in this case, this couple are broken up 2 years. They split up 2 years. And I'm going to assume, because you don't literally walk out the door and get into a new relationship, I'm going to assume, we'd argue that they've been in these relationships for 1 year, okay? These new relationships for 1 year.
So the partners get bits and pieces.
Exactly. And eventually, next year or the year after, the people that they're in relationships will eventually say, look, it's me or your kids, for fuck's sake. You can't string me along forevermore. And you can't blame them either.
Well, Adrian, anybody who enters into a relationship with a parent and then has the next one and say, it's me or your kids, get ready for disappointment, because it's always going to be
Then I'll rephrase that. It's me or your ex-wife. I can't stay with you while you're living with your ex-wife indefinitely, or your ex-husband.
Well, if it was me in that situation, karmic situation, Adrian, I'd just turn around and say, listen, I'm only doing it for my kids, their mental health, their stability, their own good well-being, and if you can't accept that, off you go.
But what about the partner on the side that might have, might want things to progress that they've fallen for the partner that they're with, but now that partner's not going to...
Yeah, but that's what I was actually speaking as karmic there. If that was my partner saying to me, if you don't want to progress with me and leave your ex-wife, while also leaving your children, then we have to end the relationship. Then, yeah, okay, I'll end the relationship. Hopefully I'll find someone else when me and the ex-wife do break up. Then that's the way it's got to be.
That's very prickish then on karmic, isn't it?
Then stringing someone along. Like, you're speaking as a non-father, I'm speaking as a father. I'm not speaking as a non-father or a father, right?
I'm actually speaking as a human being. Fine, mate.
But I'm speaking as a father. My parental rights, as a father, right, I'm just going to say this. When my kids are born, that's it. Nothing else matters outside my relationship to them. Even if my wife said something, it's my kids, always my kids, end of story. Until my kids can stand on their own 2 feet, walk in this world and survive, nothing else matters to me outside that. I work to provide for them. So if I get a partner outside my relationship and they turn around to me and say, oh, it's me or your kids, then it's my kids. If they say to me, it's me or your ex-wife, then it's my kids. Because leaving my ex-wife would affect my kids, so it's always going to be rooting back to my kids. End of story. There's no fucking talking about that with anybody. And if that person chooses to leave me because I'm choosing my kids over them, then so be it.
No, I completely understand where you're coming from. I do. I don't have kids, but I get what you're saying, right? But do you not think it's a bit prickish, though, to start a relationship with somebody knowing that you're not going to progress that if that comes to that stage? But what happens when that person actually has more feelings? Like, they gather more feelings for you as the relationship
goes. Yeah, but the problem is, mate, in Cormac's letter to the boys here, he said that both him and his ex-wife have partners, and their partners know the situation. So if their partners turn around within a year, all that karmic and his miss had to say is, listen, you knew the situation, you don't want to do it, you don't want to...
But again, Trevor, treating those individuals as doormats, and that's exactly what they are. And I go back to Darren's message.
He walked into a eyes open, Adrian, didn't he?
Everybody thinks... that a relationship has to progress to different stages. You start out, it's a honeymoon period, there's lust, there's passion, there's all of that at the start, and then a relationship has to go to a new level of, you move in together, or you get engaged, or whatever, or you have a child together. I mean, these couples can't even have children together at the moment because they're living an absolute lie.
Well, you don't know what I mean, Adrian. They couldn't have kids even now, for all you know.
I just think it's so messed up. I really do. Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Martin on this.
Afternoon, lads. I tend to agree with Adrian on this one. Jeremy, I don't know what they've got to be commended for. Like, they're living an absolute fucking lie. Like, I mean, if they were living in the same house and they'd what you call an Irish divorce, but they weren't going off with other people or anything like that, they were staying together for the sake of the kids, but they weren't seeing anyone else, I could see that being commended. But they've both got new partners. And I say fair play to these new partners for letting them go off on holidays playing happy family with their ex-wife, ex-husband. Because I guarantee one of them holidays, he will slip one into her. No doubt about it. Playing happy families... a couple of glasses of wine, and they'll get fucking carried away with themselves. So the only people to be commended in this are the new partners. They need to let the kids know. And I know it's tough. I know people myself. I have a young fella here that at home whose mates have gone through it. And it is tough on them. But kids are resilient. Adrian is right.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this? Do you think this is a normal setup that they should be praised for?
No, it's not normal at all to lie to your children.
And that's exactly the point that I've been making since the very start.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe, I know their kids are young, their kids are 6 and 7. I firmly believe that kids are adaptable, they can handle the truth, and it can be told to them in a way in which they will understand. Mammy and daddy have fallen out of love.
My kids would have a meltdown if I turned around to mom and said, sure, daddy's moving out.
Couple kids are different, Jeremy.
They'd be grand by the end of the week.
No, they wouldn't. Sorry, Jeremy,
when kids have no choice in a matter, they adapt.
No,
they cope.
A lot of children of separation and divorce end up very fucked up in the head.
Yeah, not all of them do.
In fact, if you ever hear an interview with Steven Spielberg, the famous director, obviously his parents broke up when he was very young. He's still affected by that to this day, that his parents divorced.
Yeah, but I don't believe all kids are.
I think if you're to sit them down, and
but then we should never have any separation or any divorce at all.
No, I'm saying when they're older, they can understand.
No, I really believe that they'll actually be more bitter the longer you leave it.
Take for argument's sake, on you, my 5 year old. If I turn around to her and says, "Daddy won't be here,"
you don't ever, put it like that.
Won't be here to tuck you into bed ever again.
But who would say that to their child?
What way do you say it? I don't know.
You just say, "Mammy and Daddy have split up." You don't go rubbing it in. By the way, that means I won't be tucking you into bed anymore. You fool of a man.
You put it in a way that they'll understand.
Correct. You put it in a way that
they will understand. You will talk their language.
Yeah, no, Jeremy.
So they will understand.
Yeah, Jeremy would turn the knife. I'm not going to be here anymore. Ha ha. Give me some cry.
But that's more that's more or less what you're saying. I won't be here for bedtime stories.
You don't
anymore.
Say that to a child.
I'm going to be a weekend dad. I'll see you next weekend.
Okay,
don't say it like that. You don't say it like that. You speak their language. Say in their language that they will fully understand. What they need to do is they need to sit down with their two children. How old are they again, Adrian?
They're 6 and 7.
You need to sit down with their 6 and 7 year old and say, "Mammy and Daddy are no longer together. Okay, they might feel a sense of guilt because at first they may think it's their fault, but it's not their fault. It's just the fact that Mammy and Daddy are no longer together anymore."
And that's this goes back to the point that I was making earlier on, that I believe the truth is better than living a lie for years on end. Your kids would appreciate you in the long run for telling them the truth, that Mammy and Daddy have broken up.
Yeah, and they sit them down, tell them that Mammy and Daddy are no longer together anymore. But that doesn't mean that we can't still, you know, have family days. That doesn't mean that we can't do things together as a family. But it will be different because we're not together anymore.
And that's all you have. That's the only thing you have to explain.
A friend of mine who's broken up with his ex 5 years now at this stage. They spent Christmas in Lanzarote with their three kids. I only know that because they put photographs up on social media, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, are they back together again? And I messaged him to say, "Are you back?" And they said, no, we just went away on a family holiday. Is that okay?
It's better than living together. They don't live together.
But it's okay. No, they don't. No. Is it okay to go on a...
It's a bit better. It's a bit better than literally living an entire lie of a life, which is what they do.
But supposing you can't buy a new house? Supposing you can't sell the house and move out?
You can go on rent.
Okay.
People do it every day. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.